Blog Talk Radio.
And I'll be your host tonight. I'm excited. I'll be along with my partner, Will Macklin. We'll be discussing many topics. So most of you will be remembering of the late Earl Hamilton, and it's a great Sunday for all of us. We signed that in Pearland, Texas, and the current Murray State Fed. That's number you choose me a part of the show, to call at 516-666-9991 or enter a channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/inside. On the same day for history in 1936. At Brooklyn's Ebbets Field, I hold good men hits an unusual home run, where fifth inning 5-0 lands and stays on top of the scoreboard in right field. The first ball considered in play, the three doctor offers watch the Reds' right fielder round the bases for an easy and set of Park's round tripper in their 7-2 loss to Cincinnati. And now fans, it's time for the baseball joke. Okay. Did you hear about the Yankee stadium falling apart? Beans fell through the deteriorating roof. In fact, this is the first time the Yankees have had a problem with the crack that resulted in the suspension of a player. That's a baseball joke of the day. And now it's time for Brandon Fireball. You ready?
No.
All right, so this guy is a left fielder for the Tigers. Born in Cuba in age 29. He played for the Athletics, Tigers, and Red Sox in 2012. He's been number 52 ball.
You're right, that's for this.
That is correct. And you can join tomorrow and call at 516-666. And I know, or enter our channel at www.helpwellpressradio.com. And now it's time for our first and pretty much our only topic that we're going to be discussing today. And I will just give you a quick thoughts on what late happened of Darryl Hamilton. Now we did for MLB Network and for the Mets, and also how he came up with the Milwaukee Braves in spirit.
Milwaukee Braves.
Anyways.
Yeah, very sad, and just all of a sudden that happened, and I think really just shocked me as well as everyone else being.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of confused when I read what happened and how it was a murder suicide. I'm not really sure that means. We're trying to find information on that. But what Will and I were talking about before the show today is that our guest for what happened, which it's not yet been confirmed, is that he's not even the person that murdered him because of suicide. We're still trying to find more information on this. The Houston Chronicle and other news outlets in Houston reported that the body of Hamilton, who is 50 years old, and 44-year-old Monica Jordan was killed Sunday at a home in Berlin, just south of Houston. Also in the home was the couple's young child, who is unharmed. So, Darryl and Monica Jordan, so they were not married, but they did have a child. Again, good thing that he or she, not known yet, was unharmed. Because, I mean, if the murderer that did kill them, or if it's sort of suicide, their child would have been killed. It would have been a much bigger story than it is already.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just having a child be murdered and already two terrible deaths just really would have. A lot more
chills there
than
we find
already.
All right, so I just found more information on this. And so what apparently happened was Darryl Hamilton was shot the whole time. And then his girlfriend, Jordan, she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So, I mean, what we're seeing here is, do you think Monica, she did kill Darryl and then committed suicide to herself and left her son or daughter unharmed?
Well, I mean, from looking at that, that's definitely a possibility. I mean, you would definitely not want to kill your own child, or at least I hope not. But from what the stats are, the situation and notable facts that we have there, that looks like it could be definitely a possibility.
And, I mean, I'm surprised though, like, so what we see here, though, is Monica Jordan did, most likely, is what we're seeing here, did shoot and kill her boyfriend, and I believe they were engaged to be married. And then, but this young Blair girl, I mean, probably would have been screaming, is my guess. And Monica, either she had a really good reason to kill Daryl, which from of what we I know of him from watching LV Knowers, and had a different point of me, never seemed like a guy that would be too mean or anything. I think Monica probably would be a little, have some mental illness, possibly be insane, would not kill her son or daughter due to most likely the crying and how that was going on, because, I mean, most mentally ill people would, in my opinion, would probably kill the son or daughter too because of the noise and distraction that she would be making the neighbors and other things that would be happening at the time.
Yeah, well, the biggest distraction is just hearing gunshots. I mean, you're not going to hear a baby crying inside a house with your mental neighbors, but you're going to hear how many times do you get shot?
At least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, so I mean, they're going to hear that, and it's definitely suspicious. And then I would think for Monica, only question marks, but to shoot herself would maybe cover it up a little bit, take the explanation, they come in, and try to kill them. There's just a whole bunch of question marks around this awful and disturbing situation.
I mean, Monica, I think, should have, if what we're assuming here is correct again. Personally, I mean, I think she, if somebody did come in and kill Daryl Monica Jordan, then I think she, that person probably killed the baby too. And I mean, in my opinion, what happened. And then obviously, it was kind of because Monica, that if she did go herself, which the coroners did say she did, self-inflicted gunshots, I mean, the gun is going to be right there where she did shoot herself. So, I mean, if she would have planned this better, I mean, it could have been deemed like a murder that somebody else did it. But I just think Monica probably had so much hatred for Daryl for some reason that we do not know. And then obviously did not want to get caught or anything like that, so she took her. I'm like, and that's the probably the case. I always say for most mentally ill people is that they do kill someone, but right after, I mean, they don't want to spend their life in jail, so they will go and kill themselves. And some examples of this is like the school shooting, I'm going to say, in Connecticut. I mean, he did kill them, but then he killed himself. But, I mean, just what we saw in South Carolina with the church, 9 people died, and he did not kill himself, which in those cases he would. But, I mean, I just think we're going to move on to a little bit different. Is the gun control in the United States should, in my mind, be enhanced. I mean, just so many things are happening right now. I mean, South Carolina just on Thursday, and now Monday, Monica killing her engaged-to-be husband. And in my mind, I think the only people that should have guns in the United States of America are former military members who had gun training and actual United States government who would possibly need them, because there are just so many things that go on.
Yeah, and I think you should also have, like, people that also do hunting and stuff for gun control, but so there's probably incidents like this several times a day all over the United States we just don't know about because they're not to a former MLB star like Daryl, but, I mean, yes, it's how guns are being used in this country today is definitely scary with a whole bunch of reoccurring present issues.
And you made a good point about hunting, but, I mean, it is considered to be a sport. And, I mean, in America, everybody, at least most people, do love their sports. So, I mean, if you took away them, it would cause a lot of controversy. But if you just took away the guns, in the first place, among veterans and military members who were not insane, and then the actual United States military and government, etc. Our country would be a lot different than it is now, and I really think people should take a long hard look at this, and how important are their guns to them that they can be able to go out and kill some deer? I mean, there are always other things that can happen with killers, like stabbing, etc., but I mean, some people do use the gun for survival, but there are other methods, like bow and arrow, that people can use. Go back a little bit farther up. Humans are smart people. They can figure it out. What I just think is, take with a gun, and there would be a lot more peace, even though it would stir up a little bit more controversy. But overall, if you look at the big picture, take with a gun in our country is a lot more safe for a place.
Yeah, exactly. Guns are pretty much men stabbing the biggest, biggest obvious way from murder.
So, Rob Manfred did say after this tragedy, all of us at Major League Baseball are shocked and saddened by this tragedy. They all followed a successful 13-year career on the field by someone multifaceted career in our game. What is your MLB advantage when you get in our baseball operations department before moving on to MLB Network? He's a talented and personable individual. We were proud to call him a member of the baseball family. On behalf of Major League Baseball, I extend my deepest sympathies to Gerald's family and many friends throughout the game. And, I mean, Rob Manfred obviously did what he had to do, make statements, and basically, this is just a classic statement. I mean, you say you're saddened by the tragedy, you say what he did in his life, and then you extend your deepest sympathies to his family and his friends.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing really special. It's on the words of Rob Manfred, just very generic. Good bad wishes.
And just to give a little background on Gerald Henderson, he was an 11th round draft pick of the Brewers in 1986. He made his major league debut in 1988 and became a big league regular during the second half of the 1990 season. He was a strong defensive player with speed, who manned all throughout the positions. About 291 during the playing career that began with part 7 seasons in Milwaukee before stints with Mets, Rockies, Giants, and Rangers. He appeared in the postseason 4 times with 3 different clubs, including in 2000 with the Mets. So he played in the World Series. His 61 home runs and 464 RBIs in 163 stolen bases in 1,320 regular season games. So, I mean, obviously, up in the numbers, he's not a power guy. He only has 51 home runs in his career. 454 home runs in 13 seasons. So, I mean, Darrell Hamilton wasn't a superstar, but he was in Major League Baseball, which, I mean, enough said, he's a great baseball player, and not a major league ceiling might not been, but I mean, anywhere else, he obviously was, and he played in World Series, which obviously was a big thing for him, and then he's just always a good guy. I mean, on MLB Network, just watching him and his announcements that he would make, he's always had a smile on his face. He was, I mean, humorous, and just always can come with insight, experience, humor, and then team spirit. He just had it all with his analyst on the field, even though he wasn't the most talented.
Yeah, definitely one of the talented guys out there, but definitely a great teammate in every drive, every play, when the captain, a part of their squad.
All right, so just breaking news right now. Miguel Cabrera remains in All-Star game in the American League. Miguel Cabrera, Miggy, remains lead at first base. Donaldson still close to third base. And Morgan Boyce, AL All-Star debate with less than 11 days to go. So, when we come back from the break, we're going to transition into a little bit of the American League All-Star, what we're seeing. And if people do have the chances to come back, well, just possibly make a run in these next 11 days. Please stay tuned. You do not want to miss our next topic.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
now. We're back on Inside MLB and Destin, take it away. Alright, so hold on, we have to resolve some technical difficulties. We'll be back in the trailer. Alright, we're back. Hopefully fix that echo, but now we're going to be transitioning to the American League All-Star Game update. And Miguel Cabrera, he's lead at first base. Donaldson is on the Falcons' heels at third base. So, I mean, do you think Donaldson does have the chance to come back and catch like the Falcons? And obviously, in my mind, I think Donaldson is the better player, but obviously the road type that they have last season is probably helping like the Falcons. And then Josh Donaldson is on the Blue Jays.
Oh. You should have said Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson by far is having the better season.
He is just destroying it with the Blue Jays. He's leading every offense ever with them. It's just a shame that he's on the Blue Jays because, I mean, if he was on the Royals, he would have fallen with his as anybody, but I definitely think he can bring it up. But if you all going to have to rely on
and Miguel Cabrera is a 9-time All-Star. He's from the Detroit Tigers. He's reclaiming the lead at first base in the latest American League voting update for the 86th All-Star game to be played on Tuesday, July 14th, which will now be watching all the festivities. Such a great time. Just
watching and taking notes during the whole entire All-Star week, and then having a nightly show to break down everything that went on the day before.
About that, fans, none of that is happening. Turns out for Eric Hosmer to not be it, correct?
Yes.
And I think Eric Hosmer is probably the best player other than Charles Red on the Warriors, so
you know about that one. So, the All-Star Game festivities, we're not going to start off by watching Red Carpenter's show. And all the All-Star Game festivities from July 12th, July 14th to the end of the All-Star Game. And then we'll be doing recaps. And, I mean, we're not just so excited for all everything that we're going to be watching and then coming to you the following day.
Yeah, definitely. Super pop.
And overall, the 2015 MLB All-Star Game ballot has eclipsed 420 million votes, between the previous record total of 391 million votes in 2012. So, I mean, this solely online is obviously helping.
Yeah, it is. And then I think it's actually creating more trust, too. Like, do the players that deserve to get there actually get in? You know, all these cases where it's just really about who has the best fans. Right now, it's obviously the Royals up there, basically, just like the Major League American League starting lineup. Basically, the Kansas City Royals up against the National League. And I just think it's not really a whole fair thing where people are at the ballpark and basically have the ballot right in front of them.
I mean, when somebody can have the stats right there in front of you, and most of the time people look at the stats, they see it as the best stats page, and then they vote for the people that have the best stats. And, I mean, 420 million votes already is breaking the 391 million. I don't understand where you're coming from where you're saying it's hurting the game, because, I mean, 420 million fans who have decided to vote is a ton. And baseball, I mean, I don't know why people say it's a dying sport, because all the money is in baseball. We saw that with Sean Carlos Van Steele. And we see this with 420 million votes for the All-Star Game. And I'm pretty sure that the NFL, because most people don't care about it that much, I mean, Major League Baseball will probably stack up right next to the voting, if you would ask me.
Yeah, but about the problem thing, I would say about 75 to 90% of people actually doing the voting that have a piece of report. Or just choosing for their starting players. I think that's the scenario we have today, only where most of the people that are voting for their main players are not really going to ballot.
Taking the best available option. So what you're saying here, if I'm understanding this, people who vote online vote for their team and only their team. But, I mean, when you're at the ballpark and you're going to watch your team play, aren't they voting for who's on their team? Either way.
Yeah, but that gives everybody an opportunity. You have people from every single fan base voting, and then it all comes out to be even. And then only a select number of fans from the fan base are going to do it for their players, when at the ballpark you have everybody doing it, and it's more of a collective data issue.
All right, we have to go to break. I'm a 7-minute stretch. But when we do come back, it'll be time for closing statement and say something. You don't want to miss it, so please stay tuned. Fans, it's now time for Take Fans to the Ball Game.
Sorry, everyone, I just got back from video. That's the blood here, so you will most likely not be joining us throughout the show. I just really kind of laughing on what was there, and we'll be having it at the ballpark for everyone to do it. We're having it online, and so I would like to say something. I would like to take back the tragic death of Daryl
Hamilton.
I just think it's a very bad situation for Major League Baseball right now, and everyone at Inside MLB wishes their best hope to the Hamilton family.
And our whole big crew at Inside MLB.
Oh, what? Wait, he's back. I'm sorry, guys. He somehow rose from the dead and is back here on Inside MLB.
Our whole crew at Inside MLB, which is
two people.
No, it's... Yeah, it's a large crew at Inside MLB that we have here. And we'd like to send our deepest sympathies to Daryl Hamilton, his friends, family, and everybody that really got close to him, and all the fans they just have. That's what I would say about the show. I'd like to thank Jason Stenson, Morgan, for helping to play and production us inside the LB, along with LB.com, assistance with statues on the show tonight. If you did in tomorrow from 4:35 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideLB for the new edition. Fans, please follow Inside LB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Ben Fitzbecher. My partner is Will Macklin. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with your questions or insights. Have a great day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
You know,
oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side.